Donald Trump's big night.
I am your voice.
Accepting the GOP nomination.
This is the moment that this crowd has waited all week for.
Democrats up next.
You can expect total counter-programming.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland with the CBS World News Roundup.
Let's defeat her in November.
With millions watching and listening last night, Donald Trump made his case to the American people.
It is time to show the whole world that America is back, bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
It was a long speech, 75 minutes, the longest acceptance speech in decades. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey.
In his lengthy speech, Donald Trump made sweeping promises, appealing to both Republicans and Democrats.
I'm going to make our country rich again.
A favorite pastime, Trump also returned to attacking Hillary Clinton.
Her single greatest accomplishment may be committing such egregious crime and getting away with it.
Trump vowed to lead Republicans to victory.
Together, we will lead our party back to the White House, and we will lead our country back to safety, prosperity, and peace.
Trump promised to rebuild the country's crumbling infrastructure and airports, fight criminals and terrorists, and advocate for the working class, minorities, and gay Americans.
As your president, I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens.
And before Trump took the stage last night, there was an unusual appearance at a GOP convention by a gay American, Silicon Valley executive Peter Thiel.
I am proud to be gay. I am proud to be a Republican.
As for the Trump speech, here's CBS News senior political editor Steve Chigueras.
He kept saying and made it very personal, I don't need to do this. I'm doing it for you, the American people.
Most delegates seemed happy with Trump and the speech. Finally, after a contentious week, some felt there was a sense of unity.
I thought it was great. I think it's what America needs to hear from Donald Trump.
The evening ended with the traditional balloon drop. CBS's Stephen Portnoy was in the middle of it.
Here they come, the 120,000 red, white, and blue balloons falling right on our heads here in the crowd, being bounced up by delegates like beach balls as confetti rains down. The Trump and Pence families on the stage taking it all in.
As the delegates leave here this morning, Steve, Trump and Mike Pence take their case to the rest of the nation.
Well, Steve, our political director John Dickerson is with us this morning. John, big night for Trump. Did he deliver?
Well, he certainly delivered for his audience in the room. They loved his speech. This is a guy who came through the primaries by giving big rallies in stadiums, and this is the biggest of all the ones he gave. The big question is, will he get as strong a reception outside the hall as the one he got inside it?
The speech was long. At times, it was dark.
At times, you could argue the entire thing was dark. Usually in acceptance speeches, there is some glimmer at the end. There was really none of it. I mean, other than the idea that he wants to make America great again. But there was no rhetorical optimism. There was no brighter day ahead.
Now, Hillary Clinton's show is next, of course. She'll be looking to take the spotlight back and name a vice presidential candidate. What can we expect?
Well, I think you can expect total counter-programming, which is to say the argument from the Clinton team and from the president, the former President Clinton, Joe Biden, all of them arguing that America is a country that, despite its problems, always looks towards a brighter tomorrow, that there are reasons for hope. And then I think they will also try to make the case that Donald Trump is temperamentally unfit for the presidency.
That's John Dickerson. Hillary Clinton's running mate choice could be revealed as soon as today. Democratic sources say Virginia's Tim Kaine has the inside track. Rupert Murdoch says Fox News will remain a distinctive and powerful force even without Roger Ailes. Ailes, the network's chief architect, is now officially out in the wake of sexual harassment allegations. Jim Rutenberg has written about Fox for the New York Times.
Fox News has been such a part of our dialogue, and that's the Fox News that Roger Ailes created. Without Roger Ailes, Fox News changes, and I think our political dialogue changes somewhat.
Investigators are looking into the police shooting of a therapist who had his hands up as he tried to reason with an autistic man who had a toy truck in his hand, sitting in a North Miami intersection.
As long as I got my hands up, they're not going to shoot me. This is what I'm thinking. wow, was I wrong?
Charles Kinsey was hit in the leg.
I still got my hands in the air. I said, why did you shoot me? And his words to me, he said, I don't know.
On video, Kinsey identified himself to officers and said neither he nor the autistic man was armed. The NBA has blown the whistle on North Carolina moving next year's All-Star game out of Charlotte because of the state law limiting protections for LGBT people.
I'm Jim Crisul in North Carolina. The 2017 NBA All-Star Game was expected to pump $100 million into the Charlotte area economy. City leaders say they are disappointed the game is being moved. Charlotte Hornets chairman and NBA Hall of Famer Michael Jordan issued a statement saying there was an extensive effort to keep the game in the biggest city in the Carolinas.
Officials hunting for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 say after the current search area in the Indian Ocean is checked, they will suspend the operation, perhaps for good. The jetliner with 239 on board vanished in 2014. It's another day of excessive heat in the nation's midsection. Wisconsin roofer Jason Reesberg is easing up a bit.
Just try to stay hydrated, take a few extra breaks, get a little time in the shade. I guess that's about all you really can do.
In parts of the Southwest, temperatures could top 115. Health officials in Florida say they're checking a second case of Zika that may not be linked to travel outside this country. The International Olympic Committee says 45 additional athletes from the 08 and 12 summer games have been pegged for doping after new tests. It includes 23 medalists. Something in the water in Hugo, Colorado. Not lead, but THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. Officials investigating possible tampering.
There were signs of tamper forced entry into what would have been the raw water supply.
Captain Michael Yowell with the local sheriff's department. For now, people are being told not to drink the water. Final farewells are set for the three Baton Rouge law enforcement officers shot and killed last weekend. Reporter Dave Cohen.
Mourners like Lacey Rogers hope today's funeral for Baton Rouge police officer Matthew Gerald and those in the coming days for Deputy Brad Garofola and Officer Montrell Jackson bring the community together.
I think that if people can join in on this, then they can join in on us being together, because together we are strong, divided we fall.
Cops from across the country are here in Louisiana showing support, including Officer Chris Wallace from Canton, Ohio.
It just shows that people still care about what we do.
Tyrek Koger, a 21-year-old from North Carolina, died after collapsing after a workout with the Oklahoma State basketball team in Stillwater yesterday. The cause of the junior college transfer's death is not clear. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. For Steve Futterman in Cleveland, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.